Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, Madam Vice Chair. It's a great pleasure to talk about the development of youth in the city of Tirana. And the whole municipality has taken a very holistic approach, trying to create the trust among our young generation. And in Tirana, we have the youngest, the highest number of young people. Unfortunately, we still are suffering from brain drain. Most of them has been, especially on the young people, are going to study abroad, and some of them still remains in the cities that they learn, but a good portion of these people return back to the city. And the city exactly tackled this retainment and the development of young generation with a very holistic approach, taking care of the infrastructure as the first thing. And throughout this period, we have reconstructed from scratch 42 new schools, and being them as the best examples of school facilities, being them the same in the urban area and in the rural area. And we have definitely reconstructed the facilities of all 158 elementary schools, nurseries and kindergartens in whole territory of Tirana, being them in the city and in the rural area. We tried to maximize the trust that the young people has in our municipality. So we, together with many other donors and organizations, has created in the city the Youth City Councils. So we included them into the decision-making and participation of decision-making of the city. It has resulted one of the best decisions and best things that we could ask them to bring, which are the most needed things that they need in each of their neighborhoods, to decide together how we are going to improve their life and the life of the other citizens in the city. So together with the Youth City Council, we have included them into the development strategic plan of the city. And there have been hundreds of consultations in each of the neighborhoods in order to bring their voice in. And following up with the European Youth Capital that Tirana was in 2022, and the European Capital of Sports in 2023, we have followed up with continuing and providing grants to all the youth NGOs that exist in the city, and not only increasing their creativity, life of, but educating them. One of the biggest, I would say, examples is the renovation of the pyramid of Tirana. Previously was the mausoleum of our dictator, and now it's turned into the highest and biggest innovation and creative technology center for young people, 12 until 18 years old. And there, more than 1,500 kids are being educated in 8 different programs throughout the year. And this has been exactly the things that the city has tried to see, how we can maximize, how we can follow up all everything that is promised by the city council to the exact impact that they are having into the life of our young generation. Thank you very much.